Yorkton, an author who spoke at the Gallagher Center October 3, has caused unease for members of 2SLGBTQIA+ community in Sask. The speaker, Anne Gillies, has authored several books concerning the subject of gender and holds a Ph.D. in philosophy of professional counseling from Liberty University, a private evangelical Christian university in Lynchburg, Virginia. Pride organizations in Saskatchewan say that Canada's ban on conversion therapy is being tested at events planned this week in Yorkton and Swift Current, read a joint media release from Pride, Southwest Sask Pride and Yorkton Pride. Anne Gillies is scheduled to speak at city-owned facilities in Yorkton on October 3 and Swift Current on October 4, advertising the conversion therapy phenomenon on posters. Gillies has been denounced by the Psychological Association of Alberta as being unaccredited and unlicensed, continued the release. "It's disappointing to see an event like this taking place," said Margot Allaire, spokesperson for Yorkton Pride, in an interview with Yorkton This Week. "The wording that they're using, they're not calling it conversion therapy, they've used a different term," said Allaire, adding, "I think that they're calling it affirmative therapy." The speaker that we're most concerned about, Anne Gillies, is a proponent of conversion therapy, said Allaire, adding, "She is well known to be a proponent of conversion therapy and she has authored books about it." Anne E. Gillies, Ph.D., received her call to ministry in 1982. Her call and passion for ministry come from Isaiah chapter 61 verses 1-3. She spent over 25 years in private counseling practice working extensively with trauma survivors, seeing lives restored and transformed. Read the About section of Gillies' website, restoringthemosaic.ca. "What I'm seeing happen is that there's a lot of good people who are being misled with false information," said Allaire. "They're kind of stoking people's fears with this false information and a lot of people don't necessarily understand or are afraid of something that they don't understand." At the time of writing, Allaire said there were no plans for Yorkton Pride to protest the event but a safe space was made available for members of the 2SLGBTQIA+ community at St. Andrew's United Church. "As we've mentioned at recent events, safety is our biggest concern and we want to make sure that no one is being put in harm's way," said Allaire.